Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Ramon Atsopardi. He's the head of business development at Thomas Smith Group in Malta. First and foremost, Ramon, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you. Thank you both. Good to be here.
It's always good to have a friend from Malta here. And as you know, I used to live in your island or on your island some years ago and enjoy it fully. I will start off by first and foremost asking you, how did you get into logistics in Malta? You are obviously Maltese, of course.
yes. Well, it was by mere chance, actually. I'm an insurance guy, originally. Yes. Okay. And I have somewhat did not find it exciting enough. So I had a friend of mine who used to work as an air freight back then. Mm-hmm. Who wrote me in, told me that never gets boring, never repetitive. I got in and I was in love after 3 months.
Wow.
And looked back.
That sounds like a happy trip. I mean, and that means how many years have you been in the business?
That's 22 years ago.
Wow. Incredible. So, but you are a young man, so you must have started early.
I was 20. Yes. Very, very, very young.
Lovely.
Yes. But by after a year and a half, I did start in air freight as well. After a year and a half, I just thought, you know, it's a huge world to explore in this industry.
It's true.
So I have decided to make sure that within the following years, I would touch every corner I could.
And
I did.
Very good.
From one service to another.
Yeah, no, but it's good, Ramon. That's also why we love this business. Like you said, it's never boring. Tell me a little bit about the company you work for, Thomas Smith. It's a shipping agent forwarder, I guess, everything in one package, isn't it? Tell us about the history and
correct.
So on. Yeah.
It's not a young company. It's 174 years old. Family owned business.
Okay.
Yes, and its activity has always been in the shipping sector.
Okay.
And nowadays, Thomas Smith, although we have a small division, well, medium division of insurance agency and insurance brokerage, mm-hmm. our main focus remains shipping related.
Right.
We have different sectors, not just freight forwarding, but we are also sales agents for carriers, and we mm-hmm. also do ship husbandry and ship agency services.
Okay, and I understand, I suppose that Malta, being it a small island and the companies there, normally they would have more services in their package. I mean, because you cannot be only specialized in one thing. You have to do husbandry, shipping agency, forwarding, air freight, a little bit of everything.
You are correct.
Yeah.
You are correct. As a matter of fact, I dare say that we are not the only company who offer these roundup of services at Longo.
Sure.
I could think of another 3 for sure.
Right. No, but for sure, with your history and you have a good reputation in the market. I know that from when I lived in Malta. So that's good. Listen, the location of Malta is fantastic, as we all know, smack in the middle of the Mediterranean. You are the gateway to southern part of Europe and North Africa, Adriatic and so on. How do you find your location from a logistics point of view? Does that help you to gain business? Do you have international business coming in via Malta, or do you mainly focus on local market?
Yes, as freight forwarders, as a matter of fact, we do focus a lot mm-hmm. for transshipment purposes.
Right.
Sometimes to reach the Maghreb, and lately even to reach the Middle East via Malta.
I see.
And this is not just Ramon from Thomas Smith saying so. We have mm-hmm. seen carriers using Malta as a transshipping hub. As a matter of fact, CMA still have a base here,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Using Malta as a transshipment. Yeah, it's perfectly located for them as well.
Yeah.
For the African market.
Definitely, and also from a historical point of view, of course, your relationship to Libya and some of the big markets there with a big potential makes it possible for you to offer Malta as a hub for that.
Correct, you are.
How big would you say the local market in Malta? I suppose it's very competitive, but there is, how many people you are on the island? 500,000 or so?
Approximately half a million, yes.
All right. So there is some local market, at least, with everything needs to be imported, I guess.
Yes, the majority, we import practically everything.
Yeah.
Almost everything. Yes.
Right.
We import. I would say it's Malta is 80% import and 20% export.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
But the potential of transshipment is much larger than that.
Yeah, of course. And you have, what kind of ports do you have on the island? I know you have a big container port there, but you also have Valletta. There's a certain port there, right?
Yes, there is also Valletta. Valletta has different berth areas as well as wharves. Mm-hmm. But the Valletta port is primarily used for ro-ro services.
Ah, okay.
Particularly from Italy.
Yes.
And we also have a cruise liner port, which is close to the area in Valletta.
I understand, yes. Of course, I suppose Grimaldi is one of the frequent visitors there to the Valletta Gateway, right? And for the free ports, I mean, where you have the big vessels coming in, is that the main port that you are using for your traffic?
It is. It is. It is referred to some as Marsa Shlok, some as Malta Freeport, some as Breeze Abuja, but it is the same port with two terminals. Yes.
Okay. How big is the island of Malta? If you say in kilometers, roughly, east to west, north to south.
North south is approximately 27
kilometers
by 12, almost 30, okay, as the crow flies.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so yeah. I can see it's not much space there.
No, that's it. And then we have a sister island called Gozo, which is rather smallish as well.
Okay.
Often referred to as a holiday, even to us locals, Maltese.
Oh yeah. So when you go on a weekend, you go to Gozo.
It's very much sought after by us Maltese.
Okay. I see. You don't need a passport. You don't need a passport to go.
It's a half an hour ferry if you want to travel by car, or else we have some fast ferries from the Valletta port as well. Catamarans going there. Yeah.
Interesting. You mentioned some of the you've even done transshipment down to the Middle East. Can you give us a couple of examples of, let's say, special projects that you have handled either to or via Malta recently?
That's it. 7-8 years ago, there was an international pharmaceutical company which sought interest of using Malta as a transshipment for their pharmaceuticals for pets, using Malta for the Middle East. And we have handled, you know, quite a few hundreds of containers using Malta as transshipment. It is also, we have also done a very interesting project on fresh fish using Malta as a transshipment hub.
Okay.
From Morocco and those areas before we go to the Far East.
Okay, so that means fishing boats come into Malta, they discharge there into reefers.
That's it. Super reefers and reefers and dispatch to the Far East.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, because I mean, for an island like yours, you of course, if you don't have a big oil well just outside, you need to find business, you need to improve and improvise yourself, right?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, I might say that we as Maltese tend to like to get our hands dirty into anything.
Right.
You know, we like to diversify a lot, and it is very rarely that we say, no, it's not possible or cannot be done. So yes, we are limited, you know, considering the space of the island, but we make things happen.
As
a nation.
I can only say to all our viewers here that I enjoyed my 3 years living there, and I still have an apartment there. So that's why I don't want to let the links go. how about customs clearance on the island? I suppose it's part of EU, so that's easy enough.
Yes, it's pretty much like the rest of Europe.
Okay.
Pretty much like the rest of Europe. Quite straightforward, but, you know, very understanding.
Okay.
Set up here in Malta as well.
Okay. And your team in Thomas Smith, what's your headcount? I mean, how would you say, how many work in your team in the freight forwarding division, so to speak?
In the freight forwarding, we're about 55, 56 right now.
Pretty big.
That is practically everyone at the office. because we subcontract the majority of our services, you know, local deliveries and pickups, etc. So at the office we're about 55, 56.
Right. Okay. So the Thomas Smith Group, that's also, of course, an important thing nowadays. You mentioned it; it's family owned. So it's owned by Thomas Smith or the Smiths.
No, it's well, there's still a Smith in the family. Yes.
Okay.
It's the Smith family who have, you know, the company. Yeah. It's four people. It's Mr. Joseph Gerada and his wife Corinne. Okay. And it's two daughters, Christina and Hannah.
Okay, great.
One could refer to them as the Smith family.
Yeah, sure. No, but it's good to, sometimes it's very good to be family owned because people are flexible and you don't have some hedge fund that needs to pump up the value and then suddenly you're sold off and your jobs have gone, right?
Correct. That is the board of directors, as you can understand, of course, and the family is of the board.
But you have a certain stability in a family company, and normally you can be quick in decision making. Yes,
correct.
And for you, Ramon, in logistics in Malta, are there any local production companies in Malta that have export? I noticed when I visited last time, there's a company called Foster Clark, for example. I heard they do even something to Africa. So do you have some local exports there? And if so, what kind of exports out of the island?
Foster Clark would be a unique company selling food-related products. It's quite large, and you know, it varies from jam to sweeteners, et cetera, its main markets are Africa and Middle East, but of course they do exports to practically all over the world. Mm-hmm. Some other productions are automotive. We do have automotive here in Malta. Yes. Okay. We have Trelleborg as well, as a matter of fact, in Malta, and Metal Electronics are also based in Malta.
Okay.
And other than that, some interesting an interesting market which we have in Malta is aerospace. Aerospace tends to be rather largish here in Malta.
In what sense when you say
aerospace? In sense of MROs and airlines looking into Malta on setting up their servicing facilities.
So it's like a hub for repair and spare parts.
Correct.
Because you have a free zone there, you can get to everywhere fast and the location is good.
That's it. But even educationally, locally, we invest a lot of in our youngsters to continue expand the industry as well.
Yes.
So one could tell that post-secondary, one could start immediately align into the airline repair business.
Okay, fantastic. So
those would be the sum of the main industries in Malta.
Yes.
I would say
yes. Yes. And how do you deal with agents around the world? Are you part of any network nowadays? Or how do you find your partners on a global scale to work with?
Well, we're here now and we're all excited. But yes, even due to the fact that we spent a good number of years agents for Maersk Line, and now we know that Maersk is also moving into the whole door-to-door thing, that also gives us the edge of expanding our contacts.
Yes. No. And you have to not be too depending on a big dragon, so to speak.
Correct. As a matter of fact, you know, it is also we make it a point that also pre-COVID we make sure that we travel and make new contacts whenever the opportunity arises.
No. I think that's the right way. Never have too many eggs in one basket, because what looks like gold today may be iron tomorrow. So we don't know. And can you feel now, one of the final questions I have now, can you feel that the tourism is picking up again to your island after this stupid corona?
Unfortunately, it's at a much slower pace than we were wishing.
Uh-huh, I see. So yes. It's not as fast yet.
No, that's it. Okay. Even you could tell from the hotels, but hopefully, you know, with more restrictions being lifted in Malta would see a pickup again in summer, you know, especially for the youngsters who tend to look at Malta as a party island.
How big a percentage, roughly, would you say, just top of your head, would you say that tourism is of the island's economy?
I'd say anything between 12 and 18%.
Okay.
So it's quite an amount.
So when it goes good, about 1/5 of the economy is tourism related, yeah?
Correct.
Because, of course, they spend restaurants, and you can employ people, and, yeah, no, it's like a... like a turning point, people are spending money. That means it gives you a business. Yeah.
Okay. And but fact remains, there are a lot of people, directly or indirectly, who have some sort of connection with tourism in Malta.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean that you have to work at a hotel or anything.
No. The
connections keep on going and going, including imports into Malta.
And you don't have
tourists, we don't import as much.
No. And you have good diving around the island as well, don't you? I mean,
some great diving spots.
Yeah, some shipwrecks from the Second World War. I think it was, a UK base during the Second World War?
Malta, yes. In fact, definitely. Malta got the independence in 1979.
Ah, yeah, you were a UK colony, so to speak.
Yes, that's it. In fact, we still drive like the Brits.
Yeah.
You could tell even the infrastructure involved. That's rather similar
to
England. Yes.
So you have very close relationship with a good old UK.
Yes. In fact, English is also an official language here.
Okay. Yeah, but that I would say that's one of your big advantages living there as a Scandinavian, that anyone can understand you.
That's true.
Very good, Ramon. No, I think Thomas Smith Group, quite a good, I know your history a bit now from yourself and also from before when I lived there. So definitely a reliable freight forwarder and all in one stop shop, so to speak. So I want to say formally, Ramon, many, many thanks to give input on the beautiful small island in the middle of the Mediterranean. Thank you, Ramon.
Thank you for this opportunity as well.
Most welcome. To all our listeners, viewers, and readers, of course, who see our written messages around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Ramon Atsupati. He is the head of business development at Thomas Smith Group, a versatile shipping agent, project forwarder, and inland haulier on the island of Malta, I should say, in the Mediterranean. Stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.